Experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's word that we're going to hear from Ramil here in a few moments. And if you're a visitor, we would ask you to please fill out the registration card and attach it. That's attached in the church bulletin. And if you would please drop it in the offering plate, we would certainly appreciate it. So Pastor Thomas would like to thank you for worshiping with us, and he'll get in contact with you and find out more about you. But anyway, we're so thankful that you're here with us, worshiping with us today. In our bulletin today, you will find a outline that Ramil has prepared for us. And if you'd like to go along with that, we would appreciate that. And our scripture of the month is in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now let us continue worshiping the Lord with Tay on the piano and Victor Laura leading our songs.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming and worshiping the Lord with us. You know, I just wanted to express my thoughts on Maida's memorial service this week. It was truly a blessing. You know, I had to lead hymns there. They asked me to lead hymns, and I was looking at all the people. There were a lot of people there. I'd say over 400 people, and you know, it's just a reflection of the many lives that Maida touched, right? And just because, you know, she was a quiet woman, and just because of the joy and the strength of the Lord was in her life. And you could hear by the testimony of the children, right, how that transferred into them as well. And she was a good example of a Christian soldier, and she was faithful to the end. And now she's with our Lord, and it was just such a blessing. So it was great. Why don't we open to our first hymn, number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
Thank you. 63, open my eyes that I may see. And why don't we all rise as we sing 163, open my eyes.
This people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. So, Lord, we look to you that you would turn hearts and minds back to you. For your divine spirit to be over each and every one of us, for you to your reforming power and your reviving strength to be over the families of Bethel, to deepen the longing that each of us may know you and serve you. That you would reform and transform those around us, our neighbors, family, and friends, that they may hear of your transforming power through your love, and that this country would return to its first love, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit on those afflicted with the diseases of this world. Christine Vitune with cancer, Bill Franger with cancer, Jim Floyd with cancer, for your healing power upon Bob Jones as he looks forward to that, having a knee replacement. For Joshua and Jordan Yalde, for your strengthening of their legs. For Richie, a young man who is recovering from chest surgery, heal and give health and strength. For Botsy, our own friend here with battling shingles, Lord, we thank you that he's on the mend, but pray for your continued healing power and strength. We pray for your wisdom and guidance for those seeking to know your divine will, for the Praters and their housing situation, for Bethel itself, as we look at not only to our facilities, but also the works of ministry and how you want us to play them out. Father, we pray for your overabounding blessing upon those ministries that are serving throughout the world, for Carl and Ruth Knott and Eusebio Marixa Perez serving in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, for Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Informed Choices giving life to babies, and sent from San Martin, Morgan Hill and Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey serving in Bob's Auto Cafe, Fred and Carol Lewis at the Worldview Center in Portland. We pray for your hand of blessing and your powerful spirit to draw us unto yourself, to strengthen us, to be your voice, to be your feet, to be your love. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the offering that would be used to grow and expand your kingdom, that people would see and know that there is a God in heaven that reigns among men, and he speaks in Morgan Hill. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. seat. Or will walk by his side in no way. What he says we will do.
Choir, once again, for that beautiful music and song. It blesses our heart to know all we need to do is just trust and obey. We take care of God's business, He'll take care of ours first. Okay, we have the reading of God's Word now. We're in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down here, there." Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounded the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria. Now when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." Then he prepared a great feast for them, and after they ate and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. Shall we now bow for a word of prayer? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your Holy of Holies. We come boldly into your throne room. We come by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is our Lord God Almighty. For the Lamb is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. Father, let none of us who are listening over the internet, the radio, the CD, or in this sanctuary leave this place today without seeing your face of holiness. Father, may we all seek your mercy and your grace from your holy throne room at this time. And Father, as your word goes out, may you bless your word. Bless all hearers of your word, your people, and bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.